Hey everybody, welcome to Stewie Sauce Podcast, episode 14. And today I'm going to give you my thoughts about... freedom! Thanks, Mel. Yep, we're talking about freedom. Let's get fucking stuck into play the goddamn motherfucking intro. So before we get into it, as always, I'm going to give you my thoughts about what I've been up to recently, and I'm going to start with last night. So last night, I chilled out with a few beers, and I watched a really old classic movie. I mean, it's not that old, but it's a classic, and it was Big Trouble in Little China. So I don't know if you've seen that, guys. If you haven't, it's been out since 1984. Where the fuck have you been all your life? So it was on Disney Plus, and two fucking days, it took me to try and watch this movie. Right, I thought Disney Plus was crashing or something like that, because what you could do is you could go on to Disney Plus and you could flick through the movies and stuff like, well, I'm going to watch this, I'm going to watch that, blah, 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 blah. But when you actually go to play the movie, it wouldn't work. The screen just went black and you could see the little cursor, because there's like a little, it's one of them TVs, you know, you can get in the internet and all this kind of shit, right? But so I was like, oh, it's taking a long time to load here, what's going on? And this was not last night, this was the night before. I was like, well, what's going on here? And we thought, and I was like, isn't this not playing? So I tried about fucking 10 times. I resetted the thing. I did everything. And I was like, it's not working. For some reason, Disney Plus is not working on our TV. You can flick through, you can browse like the categories and all this kind of stuff. But when you actually go to play the movie, it doesn't work. I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? So not last night, but the night before, I just give up. I was like, fuck it, I'm not going to watch it. Watch something else. But last night, I was determined to watch it. And I was like, I'm fucking watching this. So we were sitting there and same thing happened again. It went all black. And then after about 10, 20 minutes, I said, I give up. It's not going to work. So then I started looking at other apps on the TV that, you know, might have some good films on it. Went to MyFive and then I was going to watch a movie on there. And same thing happened on that. Went to watch a movie. It went all black. And I was like, well, there you go. It's not Disney Plus. It's our fucking TV. So something's wrong with our fucking TV. And last night I didn't take no for an answer. I just, basically, I managed to watch Big Trouble in Little China. I'm not going to tell you how I did it, because I'm not going to incriminate myself. But I watched it. So it was a good feeling when I actually got it to play. And I watched that last night and chilled out and had a few beers and ate some freeze-dried fucking flumps. So that was good. And that was after a wonderful day at Crosshouses Christmas Markets. So Crosshouses is about, I think it's just outside Shrewsbury. And 4 years ago when I first started doing caricatures, I just took everything and anything. So I was going to like little car boots and little Christmas markets, doing everything I can just to get my name out there. And I went to this Christmas markets, and I've been going there ever since. Even though now I'm doing like big events and stuff like that, I still go back to this one, and I think this is the only one I still go back to that I so I haven't went back to any other one apart from this one, because it's so good. I mean, as far as turnout is good, you know, the money, it's worth it. It's worth going down. It's a really funny one, because like it shouldn't be that good. Well, that sounds a bit wrong, but you go to any other little tiny Christmas, because it's a Christmas market for like the community of this tiny little, you know, town. And it's like, you would sort of go there and, you know, anywhere else, and you'd make like, I don't know, fucking 50 quid or something like that. But you go down to this one, you make like 200 quid. And I'm like, that's a fucking full day's wage, that. And it's been like that ever since. So I've already booked them next year. So that's going to be 5 years in a row I've been going to this tiny little Christmas fair. You know, everybody there, they're amazing. They have the Shropshire Choir. They're there, the guys, the old guys, and they all sing. Average age there, I mean, there's about 30 guys and like that, and each one of them is about 70 or 80. I mean, I'd love to do the math on like how many years combined does that choir have. I mean, you're talking thousands, fucking hell, man. So yeah, they did that, and they did the raffle. I didn't do it this year because I mean, last year, like, what did I get? I got like coupons for a restaurant, which I never even fucking used. They were just in the car, and I just passed the fucking sell-by date, and I was like, okay, right, throw them in the fucking bin. So this year I didn't do one, and I regret it because there were so many good prizes. Christmas trees, like this stall next to me, this woman, she was selling like personalized items, and she fucking won 3 prizes, and her mum was there, and she won, I think she won like 1 or 2 prizes as well, and I was like, this is fucking fixed. But I went to there, and the pictures are actually going to be on the U-Tunes Facebook page, and which is my business, U-Tunes. It's going to be on there later on today. It's going to be on the Facebook page, and it's going to be on the Instagram page as well. So Sunday, the 24th, and then Saturday, the 23rd, I went to Welsh Pool's Winter Festival, which was hosted by Welsh Pool Town Council, and it was in the Welsh Pool Town Hall. And they actually hired me, so they hired me to draw everybody, and everybody basically got a free picture. And fuck me, was I busy. I was there for about 3 hours, and it was just non-stop. And, you know, that's the way I like it. I like to be busy. So there's a lot of happy faces there, and then there was a Christmas light switch on at the end. I ended up getting almost into an argument with somebody because they were blocking my fucking car in. And I, you know, so basically what happened was like a little car park, because I was actually part of the event. It was a small little, it was only like enough room for about 4 cars, and it's 4 people who work in the council. So they were like, no, do you know what, you can park there, it's fine, saves you paying for parking basically. And so as I was finishing, I was like, all right, I load up the car and was like, right, I'm going to go to Greg's and get something to eat, and then I'm going to drive off. And as I was going back to the car, there was some fucking guy and his missus were like reversing up, and then they blocked my car in. And I went up to him, and because they were getting out, and they're like, you could tell they were going shopping or something. And I was like, mate, you're going to have to move that car. You're blocking me in. I'm leaving in 5 minutes. Now, I was nicey-nicey about it at the very beginning. I was like, you know, look, you're blocking me in. I'm going to go in 5 minutes. And then he got all fucking hostile with me. And I didn't shout or anything, but I sort of started speaking with a firm tone. And he was like, well, I'll stay in the car then. And then whenever you need to move, I'll move. And so I was like, whatever, as long as I get out, I don't care. And as I was walking away, he was like shouting something like at me as I was walking away. And then I was like, right, fuck this. I turned around and went back up to him. And then I started fucking shouting back at him. Guess what? He fucking moved. See the thing about people, like, especially with a Northern Irish accent, if you're outside of Northern Ireland, like if you're in England or something like that, and someone gets aggressive with you and they don't realize that you're fucking from Northern Ireland, and you shout at them, you fucking shout back at them, they shit their fucking pants. The only person that, like, they're not as scared of, like, a Northern Irish accent is, like, a Scousers or, like, the Scottish or something like that. Anybody else, as soon as you fucking shout at them, they fucking shit themselves, no matter how fucking big they are. Like, you fucking have an argument with somebody from Northern Ireland and you're not from Northern Ireland, brace your fucking self, because you're going to get a fucking argument. But I went back up to him, and I was like, right, I'm fucking telling you now, right, I don't give a fuck, blah, 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 I'm getting out of this fucking car park, and you fucking move your, you know what I mean? I was like that. I mean, he escalated the situation, not me. So, so I went to Greg's, and as I came back, he was just fucking gone. I don't know where the fuck he went, but, and then I got out. I just gently got out of my car parking space, and then I went home. And so, watched the lights come on. They had this massive fucking foam thing, like, it looked like it was snowing. Didn't need it, because it was snowing a few days before. And, that was the Welsh Pool Town Hall, fucking Welsh Pool Christmas Market. And then the day before that, I was in, what day was this? Oh, this was a Friday. So on Friday, the 22nd of November, I went to Manchester. So this was a Lloyd's Bank. Am I allowed to fucking say their name? I just did it, so fuck it. Went to Lloyd's Bank corporate event. So they have this, like, I think this is their first year, but I think they're going to be doing every year where they have, like, a get-together of all their staff and stuff like that. So they picked Manchester because Manchester is quite central when it comes to England and Scotland, because a lot of people came from Scotland, a lot of people came up from Cornwall, and then they all sort of met in the middle. And then they had this, like, corporate event. I don't know what, I was only there at the very beginning, so I don't actually know what it was for, or I didn't even ask anybody. Basically, this booking was through a agency, so I'm with a couple of agencies, and normally whenever people, like if a corporation or something like that approaches me and they deal with me directly, then I have a booking form, and on my booking form it's got like all the information I need, so like the name of the event, the date, the fucking place where it is, and all that kind of shit. And normally whenever people go directly to me, I always ask them, well, what's the name of the event, who's it with, you know, all that kind of stuff. So whenever I make an album or anything like that, then I'll be able to, you know, oh, this was Lloyd Bank, blah 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 blah. But when it comes to an agency, it's all booked directly with them. You don't really have that much conversation with the actual people who are hosting it. So like, I like to print logos and stuff on paper. So if like, I know if Lloyd's Bank had came directly to me, I would have said to them, you know, do you want me to put your logo on the paper? Yes, please. That would be amazing. Thank you. No problem. There you go. It's on there. What's the name of the event? Oh, it's this. Okay, I'll do that. But with an agency, it's just like, literally, I just turn up. Everything gets done through the agency. So I'm pretty sure, because I did actually say to somebody, what's this about? And me being me, I asked a question and immediately didn't listen properly. I do that from time to time. I think I had a lot of things on my head. And they were like, yeah, I'm sure it was like Lloyd's Bank fucking annual fucking whatever. But it was only there for 2 hours. And it was good. So that was actually, where was the fucking event? That was at the Voco in Manchester. Don't know if anybody from Manchester is listening. It's VOCO. Bring a bell. And it was great to return to Manchester. I've been there quite a few times. And every time I go there, there's like a new fucking tower. Like a high-rise building. Like they're building them like there's no fucking tomorrow. Every time I go back there, it's just like, there's another one. There's another one. There's another one. And I'm actually back there next week. I'm doing the Hilton Hotel, which is, I think it's the tallest building. I know it's the tallest building in Manchester, but I think it's the second tallest building in the UK. Don't quote me on that. I know the Shard's the biggest one in the UK, but this one's fucking huge. It's in Manchester. If anybody who's from Manchester would know what I'm talking about. But there's a little car park right next to the Hilton Hotel. And when I first started going to Manchester 4 years ago, or longer than that actually, 10 years ago, whatever. When I started going there, and I didn't really know the city that well, I was always parking in that car park, because like, no matter where you are in fucking Manchester, you're like, there's that fucking massive building, that's where my car's parked. So pretty handy. So I got to speak to a lot of Scottish people, that was pretty cool. Got to speak to a few people from Cornwall, Manchester, they were from everywhere. And it was only booked for 2 hours. And the problem is, there was, I'd say there was probably about 200 people, something like that. And I drew as many people as I possibly could. And there's, even if my time was up, they were like, we should have booked you for longer. And I'm like, yeah, you know, what could I do? And a lot of people got disappointed because they wanted a caricature. And then I was like, well, I can't, I'm going now. And plus the parking, they told me to pre-book the parking, because it's in the central of Manchester. So like, you know, the parking's going to be an absolute fucking nightmare. So I pre-booked that. And then I fucking booked it for like 2.5 hours. And then by the time I got to the car, it was over by 10 minutes. And then they sent me an email almost straight away. They were like, yeah, we noticed you were fucking 10 minutes like longer. That's another £4, you fucker. And I was like, bastards. Every time is that a fine? £4 for staying longer? I'm going to say that's a fucking fine. Every time I go to a city, I get fucking fined for something. It's hard to get you in them fucking towns and cities, especially fucking London, bastards. Did that. And then the day before that was a Thursday, and I had a Thursday wedding. And that was at Tar Hill Barns. I've been there a few times. And this was for Josh and Reese's wedding. And it was fun. It was a fun day. It was a whole day there. Tar Hill Barns. I've only been there a couple of times, actually. But I was like, because I go to so many venues, I'm like, have I been to this one before? I don't fucking know. And it was only until I met the staff, I was like, yes, I remember you. Yes, I remember you. And met one of my good friends. She's, when I say good friends, I mean, I didn't go to school with her or anything, but she's been at the venues that I've been at right from the very beginning. So I've known her for about 4 years. And she was at one venue for a couple of years, and then she left, and then she went to a different venue. And then I started going to that other venue, and she was there. And then, and she's been, this is like the fourth venue or something. she goes to, like, and she's really good at her job, so it's always nice to see her. So anything I need, anything, any problems I have or whatever, I just go directly to her, and then she sorts it, because she's all over it. She knows what she's doing. But it was a tricky one to get to, because it was snowing, and fucking snow everywhere, and it was a bit dangerous, if I'm honest, driving there. But what was really cool was the actual barns themselves. Like, they've got, it's like almost like open planned, and like there's a lot of windows around the place, and it was all like dead rustic. Like everything was like winter sort of vibe, if you like all orangey and woody and, you know, that kind of shit. And then on the outside, it was just snow everywhere, and it was fucking beautiful. It looked absolutely beautiful. So fair play to Josh and me. She picked a fucking good day to have your wedding there, let me tell you. So I chilled there all day, drew quite a lot of people, had some food. The Tower Hill Barns were kind enough to feed us. And sat and chatted with the photographer, as I always do. And we just sat and ate, and then I drew, and then it was the end, and then blah, blah, blah. So that was that. If you ever want to see these pictures, these caricatures that I do, check out YouTunes. So YouTunes is actually my little business, and I go around the UK, well, mainly mainland Britain, if you like, and I draw caricatures, and they're really good. If you want to have a little nosy at them, just recently got my blue tick, so I'm happy about that. Took me fucking ages. Took me about 6 months to get, well, about 8 months to get that blue tick on my YouTunes Facebook page and Instagram. Because it's a business, like, it's a limited company, and whenever you want to get your blue tick, it's not like if you're famous or something like that, you automatically get a blue tick. This one, you have to, like, send over your fucking certificate of incorporation, your fucking, what else did I have to send over? Like, my trademark and all this kind of shit. And then you're on a waiting list, and then fucking blah, 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 and then all of a sudden, to be honest with you, I forgot all about it, and then all of a sudden, got an email, well, you've been approved, and all this fucking shit, and then next thing you know, I was like, the blue tick's going to take 24 hours to get on your account and all, and then within about 10 minutes, it was on there, and then I was like, fucking hell, look at that, cool, and then, yeah, that's it. No change whatsoever to, like, my posts or anything, like, I haven't noticed any fucking, but I don't know, at least I'm verified anyway, at least people, you know. I mean, all you have to do is Google my fucking business and you can see everything there. So, do I really need that blue tick? Probably not, but it's on there anyway. And since I'm complaining about it, but I'm not. I don't know what the point is of having it. But there you go. I've got it anyway. And then that's pretty much it. Since what have I done before that? Nothing. So, I think I did the podcast before the end. So, that's what I've been up to. I mean, I did fucking upgrade my iPhone to the newest iOS. iOS fucking 8, or no, oh my god, I don't even know what it is. Let me just have a little look-see here. Fucking general software update. Oh, iOS 18. Fucking 18.1.1. Why not fucking 18.1.1? fucking I don't know, but I mean, I've seen so many videos about this, like, oh, it's going to change this, it's going to change that, and I'm like, who gives a fuck? Right, I mean, I've got this, like, feature on where, like, the icons, or whatever you want to call them, I don't know what you call them, like, yeah, icons, yeah, they're, like, in dark mode, kind of looks cool. I did something where, like, changed them all to, like, the same color. I'm just sort of working through it, like, you know, who gives a fuck about this new AI? I don't give a fuck. To be honest with you, my phone is not in my hands all the time. I don't really give a fuck about it. I don't know if I covered this on a different podcast, but basically, I've got the 11 Pro, right? Now, I could, if I wanted to, go out right now and get the latest iPhone, if I wanted to, but why? What the fuck? Why? Give me a reason to sell this phone that I've got in my hand right now. There's absolutely fucking nothing wrong with it. There's no cracks. There's no fucking nothing. It's got a nice cover on it. It works perfectly fine. Why would I hand this in and then get an upgrade? Why? What for what?
Oh, it's got a better processor on it, so it does. Oh, it's got a better camera on it. No, I don't give a fuck.
What am I, a photographer? I mean, if I was a photographer, then I probably would, you know what I mean? But, I mean, in fact, would I? Yeah, no, I wouldn't. Even if I was a photographer, I wouldn't get a newer iPhone because, like, you have cameras anyway. But, yes, I mean, give me a fucking reason. I think everybody's, you know, starting to see what the big phone corporations are doing. Like, you know, they're changing a couple of little things and then making it like, oh, go out and get this latest iPhone. But why? Do you know something? There has to be some sort of a major drastic change when it comes to mobile phones for, in order for me to actually get the latest version. I mean, if this phone ever fucks up on me, I'm probably just going to get the exact same one again. And I did this a long time ago. I did this with the iPhone 7. So I remember having the iPhone 5 and then I upgraded to the iPhone 7. And then I had that for like 2 years, paid it off. And then I think it was, by the time I paid it off, it was like the iPhone fucking 9 or something came out. And then I was looking at it and I was like, no, I'm happy with this fucking 7. And I kept the 7 until like the iPhone, I think I kept the 7 until the 11 came out, which is what, the one I've got now. So that's how many, I know what I did. So I had the 7 for a number of years and then I think I lost the phone. I lost the phone in France or something like that. I just remember having to get another fucking phone and I was like, I like the iPhone 7. I'm not going to get another one. Like an upgraded one, I'm just going to get another iPhone 7. And that's, I think that's what I did. Yeah. Looking back on it now, that's, for me, looking back on it, seems like a long time ago. But yeah, I got the, I got another iPhone 7 and I had the iPhone 7 for about fucking 6 years. And then the 11 came out. And then I was like, do you know what? I'm going to get the 11 one. So I got the 11 Pro, which is the one I have in my hand right now. The exact same one. And it still works. And I paid this fucking phone off years ago. And I've literally, I can't imagine paying 60 odd pound a month for a phone when this one's working absolutely fine and I'm paying nothing a month. Like, and that's called being smart with your money, guys. And, you know, and even at one stage, like, I went one level up. So the phone itself has got a pay-as-you-go SIM card in it, and it's basically a number that people can ring me. But who rings each other nowadays? Nobody. I do everything through email, so I don't fucking, I never ring anybody. So I don't, I've got one of MiFi dongle things that you know, you put a SIM card in it and you can get free, well, you can get Wi-Fi and you can connect like 32 devices up to that motherfucker. So I've got one of them, and I pay £16 a month for unlimited internet on that little dongle, and I just hooked that dongle up to my fucking phone, so I've got like unlimited internet, and I've got a phone that fucking works, and all I'm doing is paying a minimum of £16 a month, and I use that fucking Wi-Fi dongle for everything, for the laptop, for my printers, for everything. I just bring it around with me, put it in the office, charge it up, and fucking boom, I've constantly got unlimited internet, and it's with Three, and the network's actually pretty good, and that's all I pay. Like, that's all I literally pay, £16 a month, and you have these mad fuckers are going to fucking pay an £80 a month, and, you know, you have to pay for that, don't you? And how are you going to do that? You're going to go to work, and you're going to have to fucking pay it off. So, wow, well, don't you? You know, I'm very smart with my money, especially, like, see, when it comes to, like, cars and stuff as well, like, I don't know if I mentioned this about the podcast, but I think I have mentioned it before, can't remember, but I basically, I scrapped my car quite a few years ago, and I scrapped it for £400, right? Now, scrap value, I'll give you an idea how much my car was actually worth, but I just scrapped it for £400, and then I seen a car that had damage to it, and someone was selling it for £600, and I was like, I'll buy that. Bought that, 600 fucking quid, and fixed the damage, and I've had that car for about 4 years, you know? So basically £600, but I scrapped my car, so that's £400. So it only cost me £200 4 years ago for my car. So that means that on average, I'm paying like £50 a year, a fucking year. How much is that a month? Basically, I'm teaching you how to be fucking smart with your money, right? What did I say? So it's £50 a month. On average, like, we'll divide that by 30. Oh, they've updated. This is the first I've used the calendar. No, not the calendar. The fucking The calculator, since this upgrade, looks shit, to be honest. Right, so 50 divided by 30 equals, so one, hang on, is that right? No, I'm paying, fuck's sake, simple math here, Neil, right? So £200 over 4 years, which is £50 a year. That's what I was trying to work out. So £50 a year, divide that by fucking 12. So that is £4.01 and so on a month. £4 a month I'm paying for my car. And motherfuckers are out there paying 260 quid or something for a car. And let me tell you, I get to the same place you get to at the exact same time. All right, your car goes 0 to 60 in fucking 3 minutes. Or two, 3 minutes. That's more like my car. 0 to 60 in like fucking 2 seconds. Who cares? How much fucking fuel are you paying? You know? And all I'm doing is paying £4 a month for my car. That's one way of looking at it. But the other way I look at it is I paid £200 on that day. And since then I haven't paid a fucking penny. Apart from obviously tax and car insurance. But that comes out of the business. So I literally, and in fuel, that comes out of the business. So I literally pay fuck all for the car. So I basically got a free car and I've got unlimited internet and I've got a phone that works and all I do is pay £16 a month. That's fucking being smart with your money, guys. And that's why I don't have to go and work for somebody, because I don't have that, you know, £400 a month. I have to go out and find and work for somebody. You know what I mean? That's being smart with your money. But there you go. Right, that's me fucking talking shite, getting into one there. So without further ado, let's get into the fucking topic, shall we? I'm going to do a topic about money and teach you guys how to fucking save some money in the future. So look forward to that, guys. Anyway, play the motherfucking intro. So what is freedom, right? Well, in about 10 years, it's going to be a thing of the fucking past, let me tell you. There's not going to be such fucking thing as freedom anymore. And to prove my point, right, here is the definition of freedom. It's a noun, and it means the power or right to act, speak, or think as one wants. In 10 years' time, do you think that's going to be right? They're going to change that, freedom. It used to be the power or right to act and speak or think as one wants. I mean, I always use this analogy, right, when it comes to freedom. So there's a very well-known analogy that if you put a frog in a fucking boiling water, then it'll jump out. But if you put it in a boiling water... No, hang on. Fuck that one up. So if you put a frog in a pot of boiling water, it will jump out. But if you put it in a pot of cold water and then boil it, it will just stay in there and boil to death. And that's exactly what's happening to us. And when I say us, I mean fucking everybody. And, I mean, am I wrong? I don't think I am. Like, cars, for example, I've already touched on this before, but, you know, if you have a standard sort of combustion engine vehicle with no tracking or anything like that, you've got the freedom to just do whatever you want, and nobody fucking knows, apart from, like, the cameras and stuff that watches you. But, like, these modern cars, they fucking track everything, right? You do not have freedom when you've got, like, a Tesla. You do not have the freedom to have a private drive, if you like. To just drive around and just be free. That's not, no. And then in the future, all cars are going to be electric, so there's going to be no freedom when it comes to your driving. And then, I mean, look at the UK, for example. Fucking, I think the UK is going to be one of the fucking first places where freedom is almost going to be illegal. Or, knowing the fucking government, freedom is going to, you're going to have to pay for it. You know? You're going to have to buy freedom. Like, UK, I think, apart from, like, China or whatever, but, like, I think the UK is one of the most, like, watched places in the world. There's cameras fucking everywhere. So you have no fucking freedom, no privacy just to walk around without being fucking watched. And then, you know what's really weird, right? You get these weird fuckers who actually have cameras inside their house and they use it for, like, security. I'm doing air quotes here. But they actually have it in their home, like recording their living room. Like, where's the freedom for you just to sit in your living room without being fucking watched? And I mean, if I was to go to somebody's house, right, let's say, I bring my partner with me or something like that. I don't want somebody fucking recording us in a living room. Like, if somebody asked me to go around their house for, like, a meal or something like that, and I looked up and there was a camera watching me, I'd be like, what the fuck? That's weird. Do you know what I mean? Where's the privacy there? So I think privacy is a big one when it comes to freedom. Like, if they take away your privacy, then how are you going to be free? You know, free to do what you want, pick your fucking nose, do whatever the fuck it is you want to do, scratch your ass. Like, if you went to somebody's house and had a camera in their room and then your ass was itchy, you know, like, the camera will pick it up and then, you know, where's your freedom? I've got a tickly ass. I want to scratch it, but I can't because there's some fucking camera watching me. If the camera wasn't there, I'd be scratching away when nobody's looking, you know, scratchy. So when it comes to freedom, I think privacy is very important. And, you know, in about 10 years, fucking cameras everywhere. Now, if I was to put a camera in the house, which I wouldn't do, but if I was to do it, it would be facing the fucking front door. It wouldn't be facing the living room or a bedroom. The bedroom, that would be fucking creepier. But, like, why? And not only that, these, like, Wi-Fi ones, like, they can be hacked. So you may think that, you know, I'm recording my house for safety and stuff like that. But, like, some fuckers probably watching you. How's that safe? You know? Like, if you're not in, they could just check your camera and go, look, he's not in. Let's put on a fucking balaclava and go in and just raid his house. And, like, I mean, how useful is a camera whenever you can just cover yourself up? Like, actually, funny thought there, because me and Kirstie, I think it was last year, we went Christmas shopping and stuff like that, and there was a security camera, and it was the box on it, and it had, like, a picture of a burglar breaking into the house, and it was pretty funny, because the burglar had a balaclava on, and I was thinking to myself, that's good fucking marketing there, isn't it? Buy our camera, and it'll stop this guy with a balaclava breaking into your house, and you're like, well, he's covered up, you can't fucking tell who it is. So, like, just, for me, a camera just makes it, like, obsolete. Like, if you can cover your face up, what's the point of a camera? Like, you're not going to identify whoever's breaking into your house, do you know? If anything, I've actually seen these security cameras that starts, there's pellets or some sort of a gun system on it. So if somebody's, like, breaking into your house or something, they can shoot the person with, like, you know, I don't know, pallets, but something that would hurt them, basically. That's the kind of fucking security camera you want. You know, somebody's coming into your house and then fucking alert, and shoot the fucker. That's the kind of security camera you want. Not a camera that just watches people coming into your house and breaking into it and fucking. But anyway. but yeah, I think that freedom, when it comes to freedom, privacy is definitely important. And if you look at the way everywhere's going, like, on the motorways, everything's fucking watching you. You've got no freedom to just get in the car, drive somewhere without anybody fucking knowing. When you go to any other country in Europe or something like that, like, there isn't a camera every fucking where you turn. So you kind of feel free. But in here, for me, I think the UK is just like a big, massive fucking prison. That you're just constantly being watched and monitored and stuff. Where's the freedom in that? Apart from, like, if you go to fucking the countryside or something like that, you know, that's where, you know, it's freedom there. But you go to any city, it's fucking, I don't know. But yeah, so privacy for me is definitely up there as something that we don't have anymore. Especially with, like, your cellular, anything that's electrical, your cellular device or anything like that, it's all being tracked, it's all being monitored. So fucking forget about privacy, guys, because that's something that we don't have anymore. What else are they chipping away at us? Your money, for example. So, gone are the days where you can literally just get a tenner from the bank or whatever and spend it on anything you fucking want. You know, that's the freedom of just going and buying something. Now, no, and then in about 10 years, when cash is going to be gone, everything is going to be tracked. So, you can't literally just buy a fucking... I mean, the good old days, go to the fucking bank, get a tenner out, and then go to a fucking corner shop and buy a porno mag or something, you know? Who knows about that? Nobody apart from you and the fucking the shop owner. That's it. Nowadays, fucking, I mean, I heard recently that porn's actually illegal in Texas. I think I heard that right. So, like, I mean, that there you go. Straight away, like, nobody in Texas can bust one out now. Like, it's illegal. Your freedom to bust one out in Texas is gone. You've lost your freedom to fucking ejaculate over fucking whatever porn you watch. So there you go. So that's, you mean, money. That you're not going to have the freedom to spend your money the way you want to. I'm going to touch on this in a future podcast I've got lined up. I can't remember when I'm doing it. But basically, money's going to be a lot more controlled in the future, especially when it goes cashless. And this is why I don't fucking like the way money's going in the future. Like, because I heard a thing where, like, they're going to use your health as an excuse to control your money. So if you can imagine, right, going to, let's say you go to a fast food restaurant on a Monday, on a Tuesday, and then you go on a Wednesday and you go to pay for it and your card's like, no, you've had too much junk food over the last couple of days. Due to your health, you're not allowed to eat any more junk food and your card's only going to work at a fucking vegetable shop or something like that, you know? And like, so that's when it comes to money, the freedom of just going out and spending it the way you want to, gone. Your privacy, gone. I mean, what else? Freedom, what else is there? Like a branch, branches of freedom. I wonder if that actually brings something up. Well, of course, the big one, speech. So people, I mean, look, over the last couple of years, like, your freedom of speech is just being chiseled away to the point where you're not allowed to say certain things. So you're not even allowed to fucking say things. I mean, it's always been around, hasn't it, when it comes to cursing? Don't curse. You know, people's been telling you what to say. Who gives someone the right to fucking tell you what to say? It's your voice box. You can do whatever the fuck you want with it. But the freedom of speech, I mean, over the last couple of years, it's been all this fucking, you know, they, them, that kind of shit and all. You have not got the freedom to call me what I actually am, but what I'm pretending to be. That's what I want. You do not have the freedom to call me what I biologically am. But I want you to call me this. So I'm not even going to go into that because that's a fucking hot topic, that, isn't it? But I wouldn't. I'm not even going to go into it. Fuck that. Because I don't want this fucking coming back to me and going, oh, he's this, oh, he's fucking that. And there you go. See, there goes my freedom. See, I can't even fucking sit here and fucking say what I want. So even now, to this day, my freedom of speech is gone. So what else is there? So you got freedom of speech, gone. Privacy, gone. Money, freedom to do stuff with money, gone. Another one that pops up in my head is travel. Like, can you imagine, I don't know, 1,000 years ago, did you need a passport to travel? No. Like, I haven't got the freedom to get on a fucking boat and just go anywhere on the planet. It's a fucking, who owns the fucking planet? Do you know what I mean? Why do I not have the freedom to not have a passport and literally just get on a boat that I made myself and just travel? Oh, you can't. You're not allowed to do that. So the freedom of travel, like, I mean, we have to pay to travel. Like, why can't you just make your own vehicle and then just drive around and in it when, like, without paying taxes and stuff? Like, where's the freedom of that? So you can't even fucking, you don't even have the freedom to travel anywhere on Earth. And another one for me, and this is a big one for me, is being in the wild. So, like, I like wild camping. And in the UK, shock horror, it's fucking illegal. It's illegal to go into the wild, into nature. Did you know that? It's illegal to go wild camping. I mean, what is it? It's because it's like some of the land is owned, it's private and all this kind of stuff, and you need the fucking permission from whoever to camp on there and stuff like that. But it's fucking nature. It's the wild. How is it illegal to be in the wild, but it's like, it's not illegal to be in the fucking, the towns and cities? Do you know what I mean? So the freedom of being free in the wild is gone. It's fucking illegal. Would you believe? What else have we got? So, what is it? Freedom of speech, gone. We're going. I mean, what's left? Freedom. I mean, I suppose time. You know, so time, you don't have the freedom to spend your time with your family because you have to fucking go to work or whatever. Like, time is so precious, right? And if you haven't got the freedom to spend time with people because of all the other fucking shit you have to do, then you do not have fucking freedom. Like, if somebody works all the fucking time because they have to, I mean, this is a perfect example, right? Somebody, I mean, a lot of people, and people are listening to this, are probably doing this, they have to have like two jobs just to survive. So what time do you have to yourself? You know? And like, I mean, I'm on a fucking proper rant today. I'm to be honest with you, I'm not long up. I'm not in the fucking comical mood, if you like. This is just a fucking rant. We'll see how this goes when it comes to views. But yeah, so if you're working two jobs, so you're doing, I would say, 60 to 80 hours a week. Should we do the math on that? How many hours are in a week? So I'm going to do some math here, right? And I'm going to fucking see what happens here. Hang on. Right, so I did a little bit of quick math here. So there is 168 hours in a week, right? And then obviously there's 7 days in a week, and that's 24 hours in one day. Now, I think the recommended sleep is something like 8 hours. So if you get 8 hours sleep, that leaves you with 16 hours left in a day. You know, 16 hours left in one day. What if you're doing a 15-hour shift? That gives you 1 hour of freedom a day. 1 fucking hour. So you have 24 hours in a day, and you got 1 hour to be free. And when I say free, you know, yeah, you know, you're not free, are you? But like, so 1 hour a fucking day. If you do 12-hour shift, you know, that's 4 hours in a day. That's like, I mean, if you do a 15-hour shift, right, you don't even have time to watch a movie. Or you don't have time to, I mean, you know, what are you going to do? You're going to compensate it with your sleep. So you're going to get like 6 hours, 7 hours sleep or whatever. But with a recommended sleep, you know, that's eight hours in a day. And then you have 16 hours left, right? So if you're doing a 15-hour shift, you've got 1 hour. That's fucking insane. But if you're doing, let's say, I think on average you're looking around about 9 to 12, aren't you? Really? So so obviously 12 hours gives you 4 hours, and then so that's 7 hours. So if you do like a 9 to 5 or something like that, then hang on. So so if you I've wrote this wrong. It's 24 hours in a day, you sleep for 8, you're left with 16 hours, and if you do a 12-hour shift, you're left with 4 hours in a day. What's 9 to 5? So 9 to 5 is 9, 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, so that's 8 hours. So if you, there you go, 8 and 8 is 16, so if you're doing an 8-hour shift, you're left with 8 hours of freedom to do whatever you want. And do you know something? If you're working 15 hours a day, then your mind is focused on money, as far as I'm concerned. And if you're doing like a normal 9 to 5 shift and you're working 8 hours a day, you got freedom, but you're probably fucking struggling with money. And actually, when people are doing 15 hours a day, like they have to, don't they? So like, all the way the system is and stuff like that, like, oh, fuck me, here you go, conspiracies. But there is a system in place. If you can't see the system, then fuck me, you're blind. But like, my advice for anybody, I wouldn't do 15-hour shifts every fucking week or whatever. If you can't afford not to, I would just either consolidate your money or go fucking bankrupt. Go bankrupt and then just fucking go and get a, no more bills are going to, and just get a fucking 9-to-5 job, and then don't fucking, don't get any loans, don't get credit cards, don't get fucking anything. This is one of the reasons why people don't have freedom, right? Is because they have a credit card, or what I like to call it, a debt card. They've got loans, they've got fucking phone bills, they've got everything. You think about all the stuff that you are paying out. You have to fucking work to in order to pay for them things. And that's probably why you've got two jobs, and that's probably why you do 15 hours fucking a week. Or sorry, a day. But, you know, if you can, consolidate it down to like one easily monthly payment. Yes, that'll take fucking years, but if you do that and then just get a fucking 9-to-5 job, you'll enjoy life, because that's what it is. Like, life is, you've only got one life. You don't want to be fucking working your ass off, do you? Every fucking day just to pay off these debts and shit. No, fuck that. Downsize your car, sell it off, fucking pay all your, this is my fucking advice for you guys. If you do have loads of debt, fucking, and it's almost killing you, working your ass off in order to pay for this shit, go fucking bankrupt. Fuck that. That's what I would do. You know, whenever I, when did I fucking start having money problems? I was, I think I was in my early 20s. Yeah, so I can't remember, 24 or something like that. And it was a simple little thing, because my mom, she's like, if you don't have the fucking money, don't buy it. So one day, and this was at the time where the payday loans were big, so don't anybody remember them fucking things. So it was just one decision. I just made one decision, right? So my mates came in and was like, are you coming out this weekend? I've got no money, mate. I'm not going to go out. And they were like, oh, have you not heard about these payday loans? Get a payday loan. You'll be fine. You'll get money, and then you can come out with us, and then you'll just pay it back when you get paid. And I was like, that sounds like a fucking good idea. And me, with no fucking credit history at that time, I reluctantly agreed, went onto the fucking website, and there you go. Within like a couple of hours, I had like 400 quid in my bank. I was like, fuck, that was brilliant. And then I went out and I got fucking steaming, had a great time. The next day, I got up and still had a couple of quid left, so I went out fucking shopping or whatever it is I did, and then all of a sudden it came to payday, and then the payday loan just took the fucking thing out with their interest on top, and I was like, on payday, I was like, fucking broke. I'm gonna need to get another payday loan. So I got another one, and then that started the fucking vicious cycle of paying loads of interest, to the point where I was like, comes to payday, and then all of a sudden they take their loan back. I'm left with nothing. But then I ended up needing two payday loans in order to survive, and then pay that one off and pay. So that's what started with me. And I think I had five payday loans back then. And then I ended up having to get a credit card, and then it's just spiraled out of control. I think I had three credit cards. I had four fucking payday loans, and then I had like two other loans. I don't know how much fucking debt I was in back in them days, and I was fucked, and I was like, what the fuck am I gonna do here? And then I went on to I mean everything was just coming out. And the funny thing is, it was easy to get a credit card or a payday loan. It was literally like, oh fucking hell, I've got like 10 fucking loans here, I need another one in order to fucking survive. And then you go to a loan place and they're like, yeah, here you go. You're like, thank fuck, I can eat this week. And then next month I'll worry about that, you know, all the debt and shit I'm in. And then I got to the point now where I was just like, I don't know what to fucking do. And then I found out about this consolidation thing. And I was like, what's this? And then they're like, yeah, we can set up a plan. And basically what they do is, they contact all your fucking debt companies, and they freeze the interest. So instantly, you know, what a really good thing is, like, they freeze the interest, so you're not paying interest anymore. So you're literally just paying back what you owe. And then you can do this on a monthly, monthly payment over so many years. So I consolidated everything, and then all of a sudden, from paying all these fucking loans and whatever, blah, 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 I think I was paying like £300 a month. And And they were like, yeah, you're going to be paying £300 a month for about 6 years. And then all of a sudden came the payday. I paid out £300 a month, whatever. And then I was just like, wow, I've got money again. I have no stress. Like, I haven't got these fucking emails, 100 emails coming at me. Fucking, where's our money? Where's our fucking money? Literally, they took care of it. And then I was on that program thing for about 6 years. And the great thing is, like, whenever you stop paying interest, and then you started, when I started being wise with my money, and started, like, getting rid of all my subscriptions, everything, I was able to, like, start throwing, like, an extra £100 here and there to sort of reduce the time frame. And then there you go. After just over 5 years, it was all gone. All of it was gone, and I was back to being completely debt-free, and I was fucking over the moon. And then everyone, they all threaten you, like, oh, your credit score is going to be fucking, I'm like, I don't give a fuck about my credit score, right? If you have a credit score, you're just going to get in debt. And people's like, oh, but how you know, you're not going to get a fucking mortgage or anything. Like, I don't want a fucking mortgage, right? And that's one of the things. If you have a mortgage or anything like that, then if you go bankrupt, I think you can lose your house and stuff. So don't take my advice. if you're young and you haven't got a home or anything like that, my advice would be to fucking just consolidate it all or do whatever. But, you know, what am I, a fucking money guru? But I'm just sort of saying to you guys, like, freedom, like, is when the thing that affects your freedom a lot would be money. So I think that's actually a big one. So fuck anybody who says you can't say this and you can't say that. Do you know what? Fuck you. I'll say whatever the fuck I want. Right? If I'm listening to fucking Tupac and he's saying the N-word and nobody's around, I'll fucking say it. Right? Now, a lot of people wouldn't fucking... A lot of people wouldn't admit to that, but you tell me anybody, right, who listens to, like, Eazy-E or something like that, no matter what race you are, and if you're on your own, are you seriously not saying the N-word? Of course you fucking are. Right? Don't lie. But there you go. So, yeah, my advice to anybody is get smart with your money and make now, when you're listening to this podcast, make now the time where you're going to change everything, and value time and value your freedom over money. Yes, like, in the future, there isn't going to be any fucking more freedom anymore, but as long as you have the maximum amount of freedom you possibly can, then you'll be happy. Like, if you don't have freedom, you're gonna have all sorts of shit, anxiety and fucking, you know. Let's see if I can get something funny here, because this has been a bit of a fucking depressing episode, this one. I mean, educational, but depressing at the same time. So I wonder, is there anything funny about freedom here? Hey everybody, this podcast is sponsored by U-Tunes. Looking for something to make your wedding day extra special? Maybe you're hosting a corporate event, or even planning a birthday party, or a jago, or a bar mitzvah, the list goes on. Have you thought about hiring a caricature artist? Well, look no further than U-Tunes. U-Tunes offers a professional, full-time, multi-award-winning caricature artist on hand to draw and entertain you and your guests. Not only will they leave with a very unique keepsake from your event, they will also be entertained by the eye-watering, side-splitting stand-up comedy performed by the artist while he draws. Having a caricature artist at your event will definitely make it a unique experience for your guests. U-Tunes covers all over Britain and the Channel Islands, and their prices are reasonable and affordable. If you want to get more information about this, please get in contact with them through their website, utunes.co.uk. That's the letter utoons.co.uk, or simply just Google U-Tunes. You can find them on all social media platforms as well. So get in touch, guys, and hire a caricature artist for your event. Back to the podcast. So I've got a few quotes here. This is probably for the American listeners. And I've typed in funny freedom quotes, and they're not funny. They're more depressing than this episode. So this quote says, "Isn't it funny how red, white and blue represents freedom unless they're flashing behind you?" Which is basically like the police car. Which, you know, you've got a point there, if I'm honest. I mean, in our case, it's, you know, red, white and blue, but our lights are blue. So, flashing blue lights. What else we got here? Right. Something funny. There's absolutely... I'm really struggling to find something that's funny about freedom. Doing what you like is freedom. Liking what you do is happiness. Right, well, that's nice. Doing what you like is freedom. Yeah, that pops up a lot. So does this fucking red light thing. There is a huge freedom. Sorry. There is, no, I was right. There is a huge freedom that comes to you with you telling, taking nothing personally. Fuck me, I can't read. I tested positive for freedom. fucking hell. I'm going to put some of these quotes up. I need to put some sort of a fucking visuals for the Stewie's Thoughts podcast, Facebook page and Instagram. We've got a baby here that's got the Braveheart fucking face paint on, and he's doing the whole freedom thing. They may take our freedom, but they'll never... No, they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom. Yeah, this blue light one, this red and blue light one, fucking pops up quite a lot. I'll be honest, I cannot fucking find anything positive about this. So, let's just recap. Right, so, to finish off, right, picture us in 10 years with no freedom of speech, no freedom to travel anywhere we want. Our money is completely controlled. It's illegal to be in the wild, and you have no time to yourself, because, like, where's the freedom there? What, when you remove all that away from freedom, what have you got left? Nothing. And then what? I mean, let's say 1,000 years ago. 1,000 years ago, you could say anything, the speech. Money, you know, you could trade. Even before money, you were fucking trading goats for, like, fucking kids and shit, weren't you? And then you had all the time in the world. And then you were in the fucking wild. You know, all of this, 1,000 years ago, that was freedom. I mean, when you're traveling around, yeah, you might fucking go to the wrong place and, I don't know, what would they do to you 1,000 years ago? Spear you? But, like, now it's fucked. Everything's fucked. Freedom is gone. And it's been taken away from us right from the very fucking beginning, guys. And you know, what can we do about it? I mean, what can you do? The powers to be, how they've got the fucking... They've got us in a fucking death grip. But I think, you know, my thoughts on freedom is, in about another fucking 10 years or whatever, there isn't going to be no such thing as freedom anymore. And it's good to see Elon Musk, you know, buying X and fucking, you know, keeping that for sort of freedom of speech. And then obviously with Donald Trump getting into power, I think he's going to, you know, America's going to be a lot more free than what it has been over the last few years. And at the minute in the UK, they're calling for, I think they're trying to get a general election. And I'll tell you something, if they do, I hope it, you know, freedom is a fucking topic, like a hot topic there, because the way I see it, the future, our freedom is fucked. There is no such thing as fucking freedom. And I'm gonna see if there's anybody agrees with me online here. So, we'll type in, will we have freedom in the future? Will we have freedom? Freedom in heaven? Freedom in... Oh, look at this. Do we have freedom of speech in the UK? Let me just check this one. Article 10 protects... How? Article 10 protects your right to hold your own opinions and express them freely without government interference. Well, fuck me. If you hung on this podcast right at the very end, there's a good fucking bit of advice for you. So there's an Article 10 that protects your right to hold your own opinions and your expressions. So Article 10, I'm going to fucking use that a lot. So somebody comes up to me and goes, you're not allowed to fucking say... Article 10. That'll just shut them up straight away. Article 10. Mm-mm. Right, let's go back to what it was actually... Does anybody agree with me? Will we have freedom in the future? Freedom. No, it's free in the future. It'll probably just come up. No. or you do not have the freedom to ask that question. I can't get a fucking answer here. If we weigh the future generations' welfare, especially to ours today, each ton of carbon... Oh, right, never mind. It's a fucking green economic thing. So if you care about it, upcoming generations. So it's basically saying the more generations there is, the less freedom you're going to have. And then eventually what's going to happen? You're not going to fucking have any. We don't ever have complete freedom. So that's trying to say that we've never had freedom in the first place. To some extent, yes, but we had more freedom, even fucking in the 90s or something like that. Do you know what I mean? The 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. Look at the freedom you had back then compared to what it is now. Fucking shite. That's what our fucking is. But there we go. There's my rant about fucking freedom. I'd be surprised if this gets any fucking views. If you're fucking pissed off or anything and you want to just listen to something, and you know, this is definitely that type of episode. You know, I can't be fucking asked today. I'm just going to fucking listen to this episode and agree with him and be on the same wavelength as him. You know, this is definitely the episode for you. I'm going to have to think of a funny one for the next episode, something like farts again or something. But there we go. That's my thoughts about freedom. And maybe a lot of yous may agree with me. Probably a lot of yous won't, but... the facts are there, guys. Our freedom in the future is fucked. Now, speaking of freedom, I'm going to go and do a TikTok live stream because I need to do one because it's Christmas and, you know, I have to work, unfortunately. So, and this is a good thing, or I could just fucking go down and binge watch TV. I have the freedom to do that, but you know something? I'm not going to do that today. I might do it tomorrow. But there you go. Save fucking money, guys. Don't fucking get loans or anything, you fucking mad bastard. Jeez. Right, I'm out of here. Cheers for listening, and thank you very much. And I will check in with you in a few days with a funnier podcast episode. But this has been my thoughts about freedom. So thanks, guys. Thanks for listening. Peace.